You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My guest tonight is a comedian who wrote and directed the critically acclaimed movie Get Out. Please welcome Jordan Peele.
Okay. Thank you. All right, that was
nice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I feel like we all miss you, man. We miss you everywhere.
Yeah.
We miss you on Key and Peele. And then now you're behind the camera, so we just miss your face. How's your face doing? You
good? My face is okay. I'm keeping it together. I have a five-month-year-old, so there's vomit on it sometimes.
You have a five-month-old?
I have a five-month-old.
Like your own five-month-old?
I have my own.
Oh, because you never know. Like, it could be like I just have one. I found one on the streets. And congratulations. Give it up for the man.
I'm a daddy.
Wait. Let me ask you this. You've got a five-month-old.
Yeah.
Get Out is a film that cost $4.5 million to make.
Yeah.
And then went on to make $253 million. So you had an amazing 2017.
It's never going to beat 2017 in difficulty or in fun. And the best, of course, was having my son,
right,
baby Bo. But the second best was hearing audiences respond to this movie that, you know, for me, for so long, was this passion project of, like, I want to make the horror film that I wish somebody would make for me. My favorite movie that doesn't exist.
Right.
And it worked. And people, the conversation has been just awesome.
I remember the first time I heard about the movie, I don't know if you remember, we were in California together and we were at some small little shindig, and you turned to me and you're like, I'm working on this movie. I'm so excited. I'm a huge horror fan. Mm-hmm. And if I get it right, it's going to be amazing. And I was like, I wish the best for you in life, mm-hmm, but I don't know what this will be. And then it went on to become a monster success that has become more than just a horror movie.
Yeah.
It feels like it's life. It's social commentary.
Thank you. People
say it's the conversation of white people and black people. It is everything. When you were making it, what was your main intention? To make a horror movie or to make a film that commented on the world we live in?
I wanted to make a movie that I was sure if I would watch it with an audience of black people, you would hear the words, oh, this bitch is just drinking some milk. I wanted to get a movie that we could yell at the screen.
Right.
I wanted to make a movie that would sort of honor that audience that never has gotten our movie. And so that's what it was about.
That's amazing, man.
For the people, for the culture, I had to do it. And I was blessed with just an amazing cast for a first. I mean, I never directed a movie. I'm getting to make a movie with Catherine Keener,
right,
with Bradley Whitford, with Daniel Kaluuya, my favorite actor in the world.
He's phenomenal in the film.
Phenomenal.
Allison as well is
Allison
amazing.
Williams.
Like, just the team that you have in the movie. But, like, what connected with people is the fact that it was so real. It's not exaggerated. It just feels real, and it's subtle real.
It's truth that works. And the fact in this movie, the truth is horrific. And I wanted to take, you know, so much of the black experience in this country has been a horror. It's been a horror.
Wow.
And so I said that's the perfect genre to show my truth and to show my, you know, the story I've never seen.
With the Golden Globes, I'm sure you saw people online going crazy, and they were like, wait, why is Get Out being considered for best comedy? They're like, Get Out is not a comedy, Get Out is not a comedy. And then you tweeted out, Get Out is a documentary.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people are like, wait, They're like, wait, what, Jordan? No, we were going drama. What are you doing, man? You're throwing us off.
No,
like, how do you frame the film?
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, it's not a film that can really be boiled down to a genre. You know, there are satirical elements. There are dramatic elements. There are horror. The movie I set out to make was a horror. And so that's what I call it. And a social thriller is also what I call it. But I also, I'm like, why do we have to call it anything? It's Get Out. It's true.
it's true, and it's funny, and it's scary, and it's realistic, and it's made a lot of money. And I would argue it's probably put tea and teacup makers out of business. Because I know if you're a black person, you don't want teacups around you at all right now. Nobody wants tea.
It also has gotten a lot of TSA agents laid.
Oh, wow.
A lot of sex for TSA agents.
Oh, man, look at that.
Yeah.
I wondered why my pat-downs are going so good these days.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what
it is. I like that. And then let me ask you this. Thanksgiving is coming up. Do you think that now there's going to be, you know, mixed couples going to each other's houses where it's just like, okay, I see you. I see you looking at me.
Yeah, it's...
Have you made it uncomfortable, you think?
I kind of hope so. I'm like... I love provoking. I love a little bit of mischief. But, you know, this movie was about accessing things that felt right and felt true. And, you know, the part of the movie I'd never seen in a film before is in the party sequence.
Right.
He's at the party, and it's the one black guy at the party with a bunch of old white people. And it's like this assembly line of people coming up to him being like, you know, I know Tiger. I know Tiger. Or, you know, what's your basketball team?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And that is... You know, that is what, you know, I think people usually associate the word racism with, you know, the typical...
Of course, the Klan, the torch,
Klan,
the madness,
the
yeah.
Jews will not replace us style racist, which is right. They are racist. But I wanted to point out that, you know, a lot of people who claim that they don't have racism are still participating in this system that is oppressive, and that puts people in the sunken place.
The sunken place.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remind me. Mm-hmm. The sunken place.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to see you. Don't even do that, man.
No,
don't even play that game. Don't even. That's why there's no tea. There's like no spoons at all. I didn't want to take that chance. Before I let you go, where do we see you now? What are you looking forward to directing? I mean, the world is your oyster right now.
Okay, so I'm a lot of projects. I want to, first of all, with my production company, Monkey Paw Productions, I'm going to, thank you. One person, mom, thank you. I'm going to help other artists, other voices that I haven't seen represented, get to tell their stories, because
oh, wow.
I think that's important. I'm going to make another movie with Universal. I'm going to make another thriller. Another social thriller.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to do.
I'm excited. I'm going to pitch you Get Out 2. You don't have to say yes or no now. It's Get Out 2. It's a story about a black doctor who gets tricked into working for the White House. And... He's like, he's in the sunken place all the time.
And is he capable of performing brain surgery on himself?
Yeah, that's how they, that's like the next level of the whole thing.
That's the guy, okay.
And he's like, I'm not racist, I'm just black. It's just going to be, it's going to be an amazing movie. I pitch it to you.
Thank you, bro.
$250 million. Get Out is available on DVD. Jordan Peele, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.